Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who find astrology fascinating in how it unfolds in the daily headlines, in our personal life, and in our spiritual process. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana tonight. And I might be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley later on. They meet in New York every Tuesday over at the Open Center, and I meet with them when I'm there in town. Once upon a time, I lived in New York, and we all worked together every week. Now we do it virtually here online. Now today, December 4th, 2019, the moon is about to conjunct or has just finished conjuncting Neptune. The moon was conjunct Neptune in Pisces all day, all during the investigative reporting from the Congress and the impeachment hearings. And trying to pierce through the fog this week, this month, trying to get at what's really going on has been so very tricky. It's pretty clear some of the facts, but there's also a lot of misinformation, and even the people with the facts have trouble speaking without such intense partisanship that it is harder sometimes to believe them when they're right. So we pray for the truth to come through in a good way. Now, we know that this is part of the ongoing process as Saturn steps closer and closer to Pluto, now, and which will be exact early in January and has, you know, happened at the beginning. You know, that happens every 38 years. It hasn't happened in Capricorn, in the sign of political struggles and political structures, since Martin Luther challenged the Catholic Church. It's been a long time. But Saturn is coming to conjunct Pluto. Jupiter is falling right at it. This week, Jupiter entered Capricorn. And it's sort of like, here's the pain and here's the freedom. To have Jupiter in Capricorn is kind of an oxymoron in one way, in that it's saying, you know, our expansive planet is in a very contractive sign. And Jupiter tends to expand whatever it touches. And it's coming this year to touch both Saturn and Pluto and magnify the problem. But it also brings the chance for liberation. And I think the problem gets worse before it gets better, of trying to understand how we can get back on good footing in with kind of logic and grounding and science and reasonable care and bipartisanship work. Our country is coming back to its Pluto return, which won't be exact for a few years, but it only happens once every, you know, 240 some years, as that is the Pluto cycle. So Pluto is back right where it was before the American Revolution. And that question of what is the right use of power and what is a healthy government is so strong around the globe in so many countries. What's the difference between a strong man, a dictator-like personality, and a strong government that does a good job managing its people? And it's an interesting balance. We're working on it. We found a good answer once last time Saturn was in Capricorn, and I hope we can this time. This week, Venus also comes to conjunct there. It's a chance to kind of love our country for what it's good for, but also notice that all of our work, it's a good week to love your work or to look at what you don't love about your work and to work at love. You know, we've got Venus and Saturn conjunct, and then Venus comes to conjunct Pluto during the next week. And so this is kind of really asking us, what do we love? Can we love in the face of trouble? Can we love in the face of loneliness? How do we make that love feel concrete and tangible rather than words, because it's happening in an earth sign. We want to feel the concrete connection to one another. Also, at the moment with the moon in Pisces, the moon enters Aries Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, or afternoon, and speeds up, gets some funk in the air, a little bit more attitude, a little less victim voice, which has been kind of, and victim and shame issues, which have been sort of in the news today, and a little bit more edgy. Now, be careful what control issues you bring up this week, as that moon in Aries, people, the desire to control other people, to be in control of our life is really strong, but the desire to be controlled is non-existent. So with the sun in Sagittarius, and on next week, early next week, on the 9th, Mercury heads into Sagittarius. Now, Mercury, you know, our mental switchboard, how we think, where, how we speak, how we communicate, normally spends about 3 weeks in a sign. Goes around the sun three times a year, and it retrogrades for 3 weeks, three times a year, because of that fast cycle. And October 3rd, it went into Scorpio, went all the way to the edge of Scorpio, retrograded all the way back to the beginning of Scorpio, then went and has just gone through Scorpio for the third time. So it's been there for an unusually long, almost 9 weeks in one sign. And conjunct Mars, which will stay in Scorpio until early 2020. And Mars in Scorpio, you know, it's exalted in Scorpio, which means it's unusually strong. It doesn't always mean it's usually easy or the best of Mars. It's the most Mars of Mars. It's the most intense of Mars. Mars rules two signs in traditional astrology, Aries and Scorpio. And they both have that intensity and focus and dangerous enemy quality to them. So Mars in Scorpio has been investigating, and it's been here. These two have been in place since the beginning of the impeachment trials. And many people feel like somewhere in their life they're doing some form of investigation. I've been hearing some great genealogical research and some amazing personal research and, you know, therapy breakthroughs in my client base. And it's been really interesting what we've been digging in and going in and churning on that stuff. But it can be a little mean, sharp, and obsessive, all those planets in Scorpio, and a little introverted, which at this time of year, when it's time to reach out for people, can be more difficult, more of a challenge. So next week, when Mercury enters Sagittarius, we can get our head in the game for the season ahead and look forward to the enthusiasm, begin to feel that an office party doesn't seem impossible, our solstice festival seems tangible and real, we could do this, and we can feel the magic beginning to come. Now, the day before, on the 8th, the sun squares Neptune and Venus sextiles Neptune. It's a little unrealistic. We may not be in a fuzzy-headed place. We may be, the moon will be in Taurus, and by that point, starting early in the 8th, and, you know, it's has a magical quality of wanting to be comfortable in this season at this time of year. So, interesting aspects coming up. Let's take a look and see if there's somebody on the line who would like to ask a question. Our guest call in is 347-215-8881. And once you get on the line, you have to raise your hand by pressing 1. So I will call on the first person, and if the next person wants to raise their hand, please let me know. Hello, area code 646. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. This is my first time calling in.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you. And I have a friend that pushed me to call because she's also calling me, you know, from time to time. So I'm kind of excited.
Okay. Wonderful. Can you tell me when you were born? And let me get that information up and ask me a question.
Okay. 2/2/1972.
Time?
11 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And where?
Bronx, New York.
Bronx. And do you have a question?
I do. I'm just having a bit of a difficult time right now. I have some health concerns, but most importantly, I'm living in a very unpleasant home situation that
I need to
transition out of. Yeah. And I'm contemplating moving to the West Coast for a whole new change, but I'm also feeling very stagnant, and I don't know how to kind of jumpstart my life in certain ways. I'm doing healing work.
Well, tell me, is your time really accurate? 11 o'clock. How close is that?
That's the time on my birth certificate. So it's the only time that I know.
Okay. It's often when we hear an exact number, people are born on the exact hour, but it can also be rounded out. And for astrocartography, it helps to have the exact time. But I'm looking at your chart, and there isn't much going on for you. And are you calling from the New York area?
I am.
From the area code? I have a New York area code, and I'm in Montana, so the area codes don't always tell us much. But you have, but there's not much astrological activity happening for you on the East Coast. You have actually some really interesting lines that go through Denver and New Mexico and Wyoming and North Dakota, but I don't see you in North Dakota. But interesting down there. And even in Chicago and New Orleans, it's more like, you're on your own deal. It could be exciting. I actually wouldn't send you down to a New Orleans or Atlanta. I'd say more north, Indianapolis, Chicago, Minneapolis, that area. And also up in
the West Coast.
Yeah. And also if we can get you from Portland, like Oregon, Seattle, and Vancouver, you've got Sun and Mercury on the ascendant right near Vancouver, and you'll still feel within 200 miles. So there's a lot in those places that say you would want to be on there. Now, it wasn't really there was no point really in you going for the last few months or years, actually. You're born with the Sun in Aquarius, Moon in Virgo, and a Taurus rising. Now, the Moon in Virgo is at 20 degrees, and there's 30 degrees to a sign, so 20 degrees tells us where in the neighborhood it is. And that Saturn-Pluto conjunction that I've been talking about is it an exact trine, or very close to an exact trine, within 2 degrees of your Moon. So it's happening at 22 degrees, and Saturn is about to trine it, Pluto, and a trine is a nice aspect, but from the heaviest of planets. As you say, a kiss from the Lord of Death and Rebirth is still from the Lord of Death and Rebirth. It's a good aspect, but it's from a tough place. And so it looks like when your Moon is hitting bad aspects or tough, challenging aspects like that, you can feel homesick for a home that you've never been to and longing, and you can get suddenly allergic to the house that you have. And the situation can be literally toxic or emotionally toxic. Now, you have Venus in Pisces, which Venus loves being in Pisces, and it is sextile, these planets. It looks like connections to people that you have bonded with many good friends, especially female friends, but you've many good friends through adversity over the years. And one reason why you've stayed is because you love the people. But it hasn't really been enough for you, from what it looks like.
Right now, you said
you're a healer. What else? What else are you doing?
Well, right now,
tell me
I'm
about
a massage
that
therapist. I'm a massage therapist, and I ended up going into massage because I realized that something was happening with my health, and I had to make a leap and do something I've always wanted to do. So I'm happy about that, but there's so many other parts of myself that's not really being activated. I used to be a doula. I just feel like I'm not living properly. I don't feel like I'm living properly. I think a lot of it has to do with me living here in this home environment mm-hmm. that's very, very negative. Mm-hmm. And I'm just separated from my partner. My partner's in the Vancouver area.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I see you in, I see Oakland having something to do with your future too. But that's just kind of hit my head. In the Vancouver area, we've got some lovely lines, well worth going towards. And the doula work, all of those combined together. How can you be? You're also it's communication is one of your healing skills. You've got Mars and Aries in the 12th, so you have a lot of energy to give people as a healer. So I think your massage work probably does great work, but you can get bored with it. I would say the more you go into healing, the more subtle healing methods, the better stocked your toolbox, the better, because all the mind-body stuff, any specific tools. You'd make a great acupuncturist or just, working with the points through the body. There's just, healing is, I think, the right place for you to go. But I would say expand your modality so you use your wonderful mind in it.
Okay.
And, your health is one of the – Virgo tends to be a little touchy on their health. And some people – I've got everything but the moon in Virgo. And almost – and people think of it as somewhat hypochondriac. And I would say that's not the point, is that the health is sensitive, and it's one of the ways that Virgo people hear themselves. So your body is kind of trying to talk to you, and the more subtly you listen to it, the more subtly you hear it, the healthier it doesn't have to get sick for you to hear yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the ways that you handle stress. It looks like you grew up around, some loving people, but also some, I would say, narcissistic patterns where you weren't allowed to be at the center of, and you may not have gotten all the attention that you deserved as a kid. And so your health tends to kind of lean on it, like, you need help, you need attention, let's make you sick so you get some. And he's like, no, I want healthy attention while I'm well. You just have to kind of make sure that you get that need met in a healthy way. And you're really good at working with a group of people. So I think as a doula, you are a good team member. You're good, like you're doing massage and you're working with the chiropractor and the acupuncturist. Like you do well working with a team. Okay. So with North Node in Aquarius in the House of Career. Well, I think you're going to find good community. I'd love to see you out on the West Coast. I'd love to get you out of that toxic environment. It looks like your personal life is like on the front burner for the next 5 years. You're trying to find a healthy way of balancing career and personal life. But I would say let the personal life be the guide. And then your career becomes more and more important, and then in about 10 to 15 years from now is kind of like a high point in your career life.
So
aim towards that, and we want to kind of push you in that direction. So we get you moving, take yourself seriously, and see how we can take you on to the next level. Does that make sense?
It does. Can I clarify something?
When
you say Vancouver, I believe there's a Vancouver, Washington. Is that correct? Because I was thinking Vancouver, B.C. as well, too.
Vancouver, B.C. is where it goes over.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is. That's where it sort of peaks. But you would feel it all over the Northwest Coast. But it's stronger if we're right on the time. Vancouver, BC.
Okay, that's good to know.
So let's get you, I'm going to do a quick relocation chart because there's no one waiting on the other line for you.
Okay.
And we can do that.
Great.
And you called in a good night. Sometimes we have 10 people waiting. And Vancouver, Canada. Okay. And it's says it's important for you to take care of your own health there, but it looks like it's really good for partnership, really good for relationships, that it would just cost a little money to get there, but as long as you don't spend too much money, they'll think you're wonderful.
Okay. Okay. That's really good. Yeah, that's part of the angst that I've been going through, separation from my partner. So,
You know, that's the I was said was Venus. Your Venus is dealing with Pluto sextiling it. Now, again, the sextile from Pluto, sextile is a good aspect, but it's from Pluto, which makes your heart ache with longing for something that may or may not be there. And I think this longing, this kind of is helping you clarify what's really important to you and helping you let go of things that aren't really important to you. You know, that Aquarian lineup in your chart tends to be somebody who can talk themselves in and out of things.
Okay.
So you know, your tendency may be to tell yourself that it shouldn't bother you, but it does. So why did you not go to British Columbia right away?
Well, because of the home environment, I have a mother with dementia, and I have a sibling, very, very negative energy from a sibling, and it's just a lot of tension in the house, a lot of decay energy, and I've become ill, and I've developed asthma, I've developed anxiety,
right.
I've just started having so many problems.
All those aspects to your moon are a home environment, but it's also quite directly related to your relationship with your mother. So often what happens in our home environment echoes how we want to feel at home in the world, echoes how we're feeling about our mom at the time. So your mom, you know, you're saying, you know, my mom died of Alzheimer's. And one of the things with that is that you have to say goodbye to them a lot, long time before they actually die.
Right.
Is your sibling dealing with the issues? Is it an older sibling?
It is a somewhat older sibling. We have a contentious relationship. He is dealing with some of the financial aspects of my mother's care, but we don't even speak and we're in the same house. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it looks like, and I'm sorry about that. That's really tough. What it looks like it's been the last 2 years have been worse and worse.
Yes.
And are you sort of being guilt-tripped into staying?
It feels like that. Like it feels like that from the sibling. And then on my own, it feels like I'm getting to the point where I'm ready to leave, which took a while to get there. I just have to make that decision financially and get ready to go.
And are they, is your mom far enough? It looks like between now and February, there may be some crises around your mother, or maybe when you go away and visit and come back, everybody will be ready to realize that your mom needs a different container that she's in now, that she's going to need more help.
Okay.
Than she's got at the moment. And because it looks like that's hitting your chart. So good luck on that. We are close to the end of our half hour.
Okay, thank you
and,
for the information.
Gladly, and good. And I think that you have every chance of making this next phase of your life glorious. We just need to get you through this year, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you. And to everybody else out there, enjoy your time this week. Take good care of yourself. Feel the shift as Mercury enters Sagittarius. Feel that uplift and take care of balance your time, introversion and extroversion. And because both are extremely strong right now, we need to take inside and outside, rest within and connection without. Goodbye. See you all next week.